Today we're going to talk about some infrastructure updates for Brazil and South America that we did in the past few months, year. So a little bit about me. I'm Alexandre, but you can call me Alex. I'm a software engineer at SUSE. I'm a package maintainer, forum moderator, mirror administrator, and other things for OpenSUSE project. The problem we had with Infra in Brazil was users encountered frequent timeouts during updates. The load speed was often slow because users were sent outside Brazil. If users are sent outside Brazil, there's a big penalty in speed and latency, especially when they're sent to Europe and US. Very few mirrors in Brazil and South America had tumbleweed, and very few kept it up to date, as it takes more time to sync if compared to a stable release like Leap. To put into perspective, this is the size of the problem. Brazil is huge. Brazil is the size of a continent. Network link between states is not great in some cases, and it can be even worse to some countries in South America and other continents. There's high latency, so if users are sent to Europe or US, there's a big latency usually. The first issue was the low numbers of mirrors. So Brazil needs mirrors in main regions and states, because Brazil is a big place. So users are sent to servers that are close to their homes if there are mirrors in different states. Adding more mirrors mean that data is available locally, and if data is available in Brazil and South America, users don't need to go that often to Europe and US during installs and updates. This reduces latency and timeouts. Adding more mirrors did not solve the problem of latency and timeouts completely, because users were still requesting metadata information from Europe. Metadata requests from Brazil were sent to Nuremberg in Europe. Adding one instance of mirror cache to cache metadata in Brazil improved the situation significantly. But one instance was not enough, and now we're going to have two instances for redundancy and to balance users' requests. If packages and metadata are kept locally, very few requests will leave Brazil or South America, and this change combined with the previous one improved the performance significantly. The mirrors don't mirror out the content that is available in OpenSUSE servers, and for packages and repositories that are not commonly used, users might still be sent somewhere else in case the data is not in Brazil or South America. Download content is a proxy cache server that caches small files. If a given package is not found in Brazil or South America, download content will cache this for the next time a user's request is. But keep in mind that this caches only small files, and the cache has a size limit also, so it doesn't cache everything, but it helps in some cases. So what this translates to, let's put some numbers in the table. Our efforts turned into 5 new mirrors in Brazil. We have 9 in total, 1 new mirror in Chile, 2 in total, 1 new mirror in Argentina, 2 in total, 3 instances of mirror cache in Brazil, and 1 instance of download content in Brazil also. But not everything was fixed, and this is where you might be able to help us. We still have no mirrors in the north and northeast of Brazil, for example, Amazonas, Bahia, and Pernambuco. We still have no mirrors in some countries, for example, Bolivia, Colombia, and Peru. Tumbleweed changes too much, and it's hard for mirrors to keep repositories up to date. I don't really see a good solution here. Only a CDN might be able to help. Our mirror cache instances in Brazil are not yet behind a load balancer or GeoDNS, but this is something that is going to change probably soon with a few upcoming changes to the OpenSUSE infra. We wouldn't be here if not for some sponsors. I would like to thank Binario Cloud for providing us with two machines, one for one mirror and one instance of mirror cache. I would like to thank Dynahost for providing us with two machines, one for a mirror, one for a mirror cache, and one for download content, and Adjun for providing one machine for mirror cache. And also a big shout to our new partners, LocalWeb. It's hosting a mirror in Brazil, around 5 terabytes, if I'm not mistaken. PopSC is also hosting a mirror. UFMT is also hosting a mirror in Brazil. And CITSA and Rede Livre are also hosting a mirror in South America. That's it. Thank you.